I'm sorry to report. Okay, we've got some business to take care of. That passage you just read contains some very secret, highly classified information about our security systems. If that information ever leaked out to enemy spy organizations, it could have a very serious consequence. So I'm sure you'll agree that we need to do something about that, right? Of course you do. I would appreciate it if you would repeat the following solemn oath of secrecy. Raise your right hand and repeat the oath. I, your name, do solemnly swear that I probably didn't read the passage I just read. But if I did, I don't remember one thing about it. In the unlikely event that I remember a few details, I understand that they were based on rumors and gossip, and I refuse to believe that Hank the Cowdog would get sandbagged by a monkey. There. I feel better now. I hate to put you under oath, but you must understand that dogs in high positions sometimes have to, well, protect our little reader friends from false impressions. See, we have your best interests at heart. We really do. And gosh, wouldn't we feel bad if you got the wrong idea? Sure we would. Anyway, we're going to forget that last scene and mush on with the story. It was night, remember? Slim Chance had fallen asleep in the bathtub, and I was out there on life's front lines expecting that the ranch would be struck by a gang of monkey burglars. Would you believe that nothing happened? No kidding. I mean, it seems funny now that I got myself all worked up and worried over nothing. But nothing happened, and nobody came. In fact, it turned out to be a pretty boring night, and sometime around 10 o'clock, I just, you know, went to bed. Don't forget that I was very tired, exhausted from a long day in the hayfield. No kidding. Anyway, that's about the end of the story. We never heard another word about the monkey burglars, and, well, everything turned out peachy keen. So you can put your CD or tape away and go brush your teeth or something, and I'll see you down the... Wait. Stop. Hold everything. Don't turn off your CD player. There's something I haven't told you. Sit down. Take a deep seat. This is liable to come as a terrible shock. I didn't want to tell you, but maybe I should. Here's the deal. In that last scene, did you notice that my speech started getting slurred? Well, there's a reason for that. See, you probably thought that Lucy was a sweet, innocent little monkey girl who had been led down the wrong path by a villain named Willie, right? Huh, what a joke. Lucy was a sweet, innocent little crook. Only she wasn't sweet or innocent. And she wasn't even a girl. She was Bub, wearing a phony disguise and... Well, maybe you've already figured that out. Anyway, she was Bub, and he gave me two pieces of candy that were loaded with a deadly poison from the jungles of Mamby Pamby. He slipped me a Mickey, is what he did. And he sure didn't do it by accident. There it is, the dreadful truth. Now you know. Did I survive the poisoning episode? To find out, you'll just have to keep listening.